And in the course of these lectures, we're going to look at various aspects of Greek culture and life and try to get away from this very freighted view of the Greeks as us perfected. What I'll be doing then in the course of the lectures is trying to give us a clearer conception of what the Greeks accomplished. Now, there's finally one last aspect of the modern treatment of the Greeks that we need to address, and it's this. Over the course of about the last two centuries, as the modern nation-states of England, Germany, France, and the United States have taken shape, moved out of being earlier kingdoms or constituting themselves as republics, they've developed national identities. All nations have this at some point. And national identities are created really out of a dual process. They're created out of a consideration of what we once were, of our past, and of what the other cultures and civilizations are around us, the ones that we deal with. This is a process often referred to with the fancy term of alterite. We look at another culture, another civilization, and we see in it the opposite of ourselves. We take our values and we abstract the negative onto the other. Now, in the course of this century, we have certainly seen that in the way that we in the Western world have looked at the Soviet Union as it once was. Now that the Soviet Union is gone, we have much different feelings about the Russians. But we thought of that world as being, in some sense, diametrically our opposite. And more generally speaking, over the last 200 years in the West, there has been a strong notion that we, all in the West, and that means both Western Europe and the English-speaking world and North America, are somehow different from the East. This has been a product of our colonial experience and history, and it has meant that we have had to think of ourselves somehow as being culturally quite distinct. And part of that process of identifying what we are as opposed to what they are has been to think about our past and what we come from. So that the whole enterprise of studying the ancient world has really often been tainted by this notion of finding some kind of cultural superiority in the West, a superiority of our way of doing things. And whereas the East could point to Confucian philosophy, it could point to the aesthetic accomplishments of the Chinese or the Japanese, the Western version of this has been to go back to our classical roots. And so if, for example, you walk down a place like the Mall in Washington, you will see buildings, all of which carry a particular message. They are neoclassical in their design. Why? Because the classical world is the world that defines what we regard as being culturally superior, culturally desirable. If you go to the Second National Bank in Philadelphia, one of the most wonderful early buildings of the 19th century, you'll see a building which is virtually a Doric temple. Now, as you walk past that, you can look at the architecture of it and think about the quality of the stone and the design, but what you really should be thinking is, what does it say about us that we chose to use that design, that temple, to stand for our banking system, as opposed to using, say, a Japanese temple? Now, equally interesting architecturally, but somehow one that doesn't evoke in us a sense of continuity, a sense of stability. So whether it be in our poetry, one of the Nobel Prize winners of recent years, Derek Walcott's Omeros, which is Homeros in Greek, Homer, epic poetry, again, still showing its vitality, whether it be in our poetry, whether it be in our drama, the plays we go to, whether it be in our architecture, whether it be in our politics, in whatever area we look at, we tie ourselves to the Greeks consciously or unconsciously, sometimes being very close to Greek culture, sometimes being a little bit further away from the original model. Let me then turn to one final example that moves away from the high world of the Parthenon and the Second National Bank or from politics and theatre to something more in our daily lives. And I think even there we can demonstrate this kind of strange connection that we have to the Greeks. One of the most questionable gifts of American culture to the world in the last 30 years has been the sitcom. All right?